So moving over to transportation and ferries, Representative Peggy Wilson is pushing her transportation bill this year. Do you support that? And if so, why?
So Representative Wilson and I have a good relationship, good working relationship. She and I spend time together where I hear from her on the needs of the districts and her priorities. I have expressed concern with the transportation fund idea because I think it actually limits the amount of dollars or gives legislators an excuse to limit transportation dollars. Because if you create a fund and then you spin off interest off that fund, legislators begin to think that that's all they can spend on transportation. And in order to have a funding stream for transportation of any significance, you need to put billions of dollars into savings and then live off the earnings. And that's something that is going to be difficult to put aside in these times. But it also, my concern is that it actually will limit transportation funding rather than create the, you know, the holy grail of stable funding. So got some concerns about it, but I've certainly been in discussion with Representative Wilson about those concerns, and hopefully she can address them.
The Inter-Island Ferry Authority, or IFA, historically provided a connection between Wrangell and Prince of Wales Island. But due to high costs of maintenance and lack of funding, it had to discontinue its routes here. But there's a tentative plan to redo the routes through the North End Ferry Authority. Is that something you could see your administration funding?
So that's something that I have kept an open mind to. And frankly, on the southern end of Prince of Wales Island, the Inter-Island Ferry Authority has been a much less costly alternative to the State Marine Highway System service. So because of that, I have proposed funding and continued funding for that operation. So I certainly would be open to that as well on the northern end.
The Southeast ferries through the Alaska Marine Highway System are getting very old, and they're needing maintenance. So what do you see as the future of those ferries in Alaska in terms of getting funding?
So I've been a champion for ferry funding and new ferry replacement funding. And in fact, there are two new ferries scheduled to be built this year, beginning this year, in Ketchikan. And then we already have put aside a substantial sum of money, I want to say something like $60 or $70 million, to begin the design work on the next large ocean-going ferry. So our administration remains committed to replacing those aging vessels, as well as creating some new ones that make some sense, like the day boats at the northern end of Lynn Canal, and putting more ferry resources then towards the southern end. So it's a work in progress, but I certainly recognize, and our whole administration recognizes, that the Marine Highway System is our transportation system in Southeast. I know that firsthand as a Juneau resident now, and I've seen it throughout our Southeast communities. I've been very protective of that.
As a resident now in Juneau, how have your thoughts changed in terms of this portion of the state? As in, I know the state is really big, so how do you manage these various types of issues around the state since it is so diverse?
Well, Sandy and I have now lived in Juneau for a little over four years and just love it. We love the coastal community. We love the certainly it's a smaller town than we were used to in Anchorage, and we like that close community. At the same time, it is a big state, and the only way that I can stay in touch with the residents is to visit with them and to understand that we all have some of the same human needs, but how they get met is different in one area, interior Alaska, than in another, in Southeast Alaska. And that's borne out by your questions on the ferry system versus the road system. If you're a road system legislator, you think that's what the Department of Transportation is. You don't realize that the road system is really a transportation system that includes ferries and airports, runways, and roads. And so I think just being a governor who works to stay in touch with the people I represent, all Alaskans, is the way to do that. And that's one of the reasons I came back to Wrangell, was to hear from the city manager, the mayor. I had a meeting with teachers and superintendent at the school, one of the schools, and so that's how I keep in touch, and that's how I've been a Southeast resident as well for a little over 4 years.